间的关系，今天我们就没有会众的祷告，但是我盼望弟兄姐妹在私下的祷告可以为几项事情来祷告。
Because of the time constraint, we will not have congregational prayer, but I hope that you all will pray for these requests privately.
继续为我们维修新堂的事情祷告。
Let's continue to pray for the remodeling project for the new building.
也继续为廖玲玲姐妹祷告。
And also pray for Sister Lily Chang.
我同时也为小明祷告。
And also for 小明。
小明目前是怀孕。
She's pregnant at the present time.
但是最近有点不舒服。
But she has not been feeling well lately.
让我们在我们的自己的祷告当中纪念这些事情。
So please remember these requests in your private prayers.
以下我要请金玲弟兄上来读今天的经文。我们只是读中文，请英文的你看英文圣经。
We're going to ask Angie to read the scripture today. It will only be read in Chinese.Please follow in your English Bible.
传道书第一章十二节到二章二十六节。我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事，乃至神教世人所经炼的是极重的劳苦。我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是无风，弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。我又专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，乃至这也是不疯，因为多有智慧就多有愁烦，加增知识的就加增忧伤。第二章，我心里说，来吧，我以喜乐试试你，你好享福，谁知这也是虚空。我只嬉笑说，这是狂妄，论喜乐说有何功效呢？我心里查究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心却仍以智慧引导我，又如何持住愚昧？等我看明世人在天下一生当行何事为美。我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园，修造园府，在其中栽种各样果木树，挖造水池，用以浇灌嫩小的树木。我买了奴婢，也有生在家中的奴婢，又有许多牛群羊群，胜过以前在耶路撒冷众人所有。我又为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝，并各省的财宝，又得唱歌的男女和世人所喜爱的物，并许多的妃嫔。这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧仍然存留，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受。因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是无风，在日光之下毫无益处。我转念观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧，再往以后而来的人还能做什么呢？也不过行早先所行的就是了。我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。智慧人的眼目光明，愚昧人在黑暗里行。我却看明有一件事，这两的人都必遇见。我就心里说，愚昧人所遇见的我也必遇见，我为何更有智慧呢？我心里说，这也是虚空。智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹智慧人死亡与愚昧人无异。我所以恨恶生命，因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是无风。我恨恶一切的劳碌，就是我在日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。 那人是智慧，是愚昧，谁能知道？他竟要还礼我劳碌所得的，就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空。故此我转想我在日光之下所劳碌的一切工作，心便绝望。因为有人用智慧之事灵巧所劳碌得来的，却要留给未曾劳碌的人为分，这也是虚空，也是大患。人在日光之下劳碌，内心在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦称为愁烦，连夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福，我看这也是出于神的手。论到吃用享福，谁能胜过我呢？神喜悦谁，就给谁智慧。知识和喜乐，唯有罪人。神使他劳苦，叫他将所收据的、所堆积的归给神所喜悦的人，这也是虚空。
我们今天的题目是所罗门王生命的试验。
The topic of today's preaching is King Solomon's experiment of life.
然后人基本上都喜欢跟人比较。
Man basically likes to compare.
啊，比看谁的房子比较大。
Compare whose house is bigger.
啊，或者开什么牌子的车子。
Or the kind of cars.He's driving.
年轻的人喜欢比身材。
Young people like to compare their body.
看自己多高或者多矮。
To compare how tall they are or how short they are.
中国人有一句话说，人比人气死人了。
Chinese has an idiom that says if you compare man, you're going to die from comparing.
然后这句话就是告诉我们不要跟人比。
And this, what this idiom tells us, don't compare with other people.
因为越比就会越气。
Because the more you compare, the more upset you're going to get.
大部分的人对他们的生活有多少都有感到不满了。
People usually will still feel some dissatisfaction of for part of their life.
他们的不满有多方面的。
It can be multifaceted.
有些人对他们的样子感到不满。
Some people don't like the look.
或者长得太胖，或者太瘦，好像我这样。
Maybe too fat or too thin like the pastor.
也有些人对他们所拥有的感到不满。
Some people may be dissatisfied with what they have.
然后觉得不够，要多赚一点。
Think that is not enough, so they want to get more.
有些人说，如果我有100万的话。
Some people said if I have a million.
我一定会心满意足的。
Then I will be completely satisfied.
但是到他当有100万的时候，他要200万。
But then, as he received a million, then he wanted 2 million.
也有不少人对他们的感情生活感到不满。
And somebody may be dissatisfied with the emotional aspect.
还有结婚的人很想结婚。
Or people who has not been married yet, they want to get married.
结了婚的人又想做单身。
And those who are married want to be single again.
世上很多人对他们所做的感到不满。
A lot of people are dissatisfied with what they have.
他们对他们的工作感到不满。
They are not satisfied with their job.
不是因为薪金的多少。
Not because of the salary.
而是因为感觉到他们所做的没有什么意义。
But it's because they felt meaningless in their job.
那么在很久以前就有有一个人就是如此。
A long time ago, there's a person like that.
那么他的名字叫做所罗门。
His name is Solomon.
那么所罗门王对他的生命感到不满。
He was not satisfied with his life.
所以他尝试以他的地位、他的名义和他的财富、还有他的智慧、成就来满足自己。
So he used all kinds of ways, his fame, his wisdom, his wealth, to try to satisfy himself.
但是他最后说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
But then in the end, he said meaningless, everything is meaningless.
那么从刚才我们读那段经文，所罗门王要以他的生命、他的经历来证明生命的虚空。
in the scriptures that was just read, Solomon wanted to use his life to show that it is meaningless.
那么所罗门王所要的样样都有。
He have everything he wants.
啊，所谓要功得功，要隐得隐，这就是所罗门王。
He can have the wind and the rain, and this is King Solomon.
啊，所罗门王所要的东西他都有。
Everything he has, everything he wants, he has.
啊，但是在晚年的时候，神借着他写了这本传道书。
But in the later part of his life, God used him to write this book.
啊，第一章第二节就是传道书的主题。
And the main theme is recorded in verse 2 of chapter 1.
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空的。
Meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
那么从今天这段经文，我们看到所罗门王描述他以他所拥有的来满足他的生命。
And from the scripture read today, Solomon tried to satisfy himself with what he has owned.
那么首先他以神所赐给他的智慧来满足他的生命。
First, he used the wisdom that God has given him to satisfy himself.
那么十三节那边说，我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事。
He said, I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven.
所以当所罗门王继承他父亲的王位的时候。
So as he continued the throne from his father.
那么有一天在晚上的时候，他做了一个梦。
One night he had a dream.
耶和华向他显现。
Jehovah appeared to him.
而且他对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。
And he asked him, what do you want of me? And you can ask of me.
哇，这是一个很特别的一个问题啊。
And this is a very special question.
啊，那么所罗门王就回答耶和华说。
And so King Solomon answered him.
他说，求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名。能辨别是非。
He said, since you have asked, give the servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong.
他说，不然的话，谁能判断这众多的民呢？
For who is able to govern this great people of yours?
所罗门王因为求这些事，不求受，不求富，也不求灭绝他仇敌的性命。
And since King Solomon did not ask for long life or wealth for himself or the death of his enemies,
所以他单单求这个智慧，神不单赐给他智慧。
He only asked for the discernment, and so God not only gave him the discernment.
那么神也赐给他财富和尊贵，和他超过他所想象的东西。
And he also has given him wealth and long life and also things that he has never thought of.
所以当所罗门王得到神所赐给他的智慧的时候，
So as King Solomon received the discernment from God,
所以他就利用这个智慧来巡查查究天下所有的事情。
And so he used this discernment and wisdom to search out things all over the world.
但是我们要明白这个智慧只是属世的智慧。
But we have to understand that wisdom is only the wisdom of the world.
不是刚才我们静灵弟兄看那些经文，就是在箴言书九章十节所讲那个智慧。
And it is not the wisdom mentioned in Proverbs 9:10.
就是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And it is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以神所赐给所罗门王那个智慧。不是箴言书讲那个智慧。
So the discernment that God has given Solomon is not the wisdom mentioned in Proverbs.
而是一个属世的智慧。
But it is a wisdom of this earth.
所以所罗门王就很专心地利用神所赐给他的智慧来寻求，来查考世上所有的事情。
So King Solomon used this discernment to examine all the things that happened in the world.
以为他所做的能够满足他的生命。
He thought that by doing so, he can satisfy his life.
但却不是他所想象的。
But that is not what he has imagined.
事实上带给他很多他所说的虚空。
actually it brought him a lot of realization of this meaninglessness.
比如说十八节这么说，他说因为多有智慧就多有愁烦，多加增知识的就加增忧伤。
In verse 18 of chapter 1 he says, for in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
啊，说实在的啊，今天人以为聪明啊，智慧能够带给人快乐。
Actually, today people thought that wisdom or being smart can bring forth happiness.
啊，其实不如。
Actually, it's not so.
啊，科技的发达和人类的知识的增加。
The advancement of science and also the increase of people's knowledge has not brought forth man's happiness. But it brought forth man a lot of sorrow and worries.
我们可以看到比如说社会的经济的发展。
For example, let's look at the economic development of this world.
经常都会带来很多问题。
It will bring forth a lot of problems.
家庭的破裂。
The separation of family.
离婚的人越来越多。
Divorce rate has increased.
如果你问一些从中国大陆来的一些朋友们的话。
If you ask friends who have come from China.
特别是在大城市的地方。
Especially those who came from the big cities of mainland China.
当他们看到他们的朋友的时候。
As they, when they see their friends,
他们的问答就是离了没有？
什么？
离了没有
？Divorce.
Oh, when they see their friends, their greeting is, "Have you divorced yet?"
所以当社会在经济发展的时候
，And so as the society has economic growth,
所以找心理医生或者心理辅导的人越来越多。
There are more and more people who need the help of psychiatrists.
这就是因为经济的发展带给社会这种越来复杂那种状况。
Because economic growth also brings forth a lot of emotional problems.
那么人们以为那个科技的发达和经济的发展能够带给人满足感。
A lot of people think that economic growth or the growth of knowledge and advancement of science can bring forth happiness.
但是所罗门却说。
But King Solomon said.
他说我见日光之下所做的一切事情都是虚空，都是浮空。
He said everything I've seen under the sun is vanity.
所以所罗门王说这一切事情都是浮空的。
He said everything is just a whip of wind.
所以人拼命的抓。
Everyone try to catch it.
最后没有抓到任何东西。
But in the end, they cannot hold on to anything.
那么就是所罗门王所说的。
So this is what King Solomon said.
我记得我们的大女儿在小的时候。
I remember when our oldest daughter was little.
当她大概我记得是好像六个月大的时候。
I remember when she was about 6 months old.
她有突然间我们听到她在。
All of a sudden, we heard she was crying very loudly.
然后我们进去房里看的时候
，As we entered the room,
我们就看到她在抓住她的头发。
She was pulling her hair.
一直在拉，一直在哭。
She was pulling on her hair and she was crying.
所以她一直在抓，而且感觉到很痛苦。
So she was pulling, feeling the pain.
所以人有时候在拼命的抓。
So a lot of times people try to grab.
但是感觉的是虚空的。
But then felt that it's empty.
所以身为一位王，所罗门王有办法得到他所要的东西。
So as a king, Solomon are able to get what he wants.
那么除了他能够以这个智慧来满足自己。
So besides using wisdom or discernment to satisfy himself.
他也以生活的宴乐来满足自己。
He also used pleasure of life to satisfy himself.
这个生活的宴乐就是记在那个第二章第一节到第三节。
This is recorded in chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
这里告诉我们这些宴乐包括那个喜乐、嬉笑和酒。
The pleasure include pleasure, laughter, and wine.
那么如果用今天的字眼来形容的话。
If we use today's term to describe it,
就是 所谓一般人所说的欢乐时光。
And it will be like ordinary people say the happy hour.
那么工作忙碌了一整天，希望能够在这段时间里面得到这个欢乐。
You work hard all day long, and in this happy hour, you want to receive some joy.
我曾经见过一些人。
I have seen some people.
希望在四十多岁的时候能够退休，然后去享受人生。
They want to retire at about age 40 something and want to then enjoy life.
所以所罗门王以这个嬉笑来满足自己。
So Solomon used laughter to satisfy himself.
那么同样的，今天的电视上我们也可以看到很多喜剧。
And on television today, we can see a lot of comedy.
让观众大笑一场。
To let the viewer laugh.
我们的女儿在小的时候特别看喜欢看这个 American Funny Home Video.
My daughter, when she was little, liked to watch America's Home Video.
我也经常跟他们一起看，一起在大笑。
And I would watch with her and laugh with her.
还有 Mr. Bean 哦。
And also Mr. Bean.
经常使到他们笑到滚在沙发椅子上。
And a lot of times they will be rolling on the floor.
说实在的，我也喜欢看一些那些健康的喜剧。
Actually, I like some healthy comedy.
所以所罗门王在王宫里面充满了那个欢乐的时光。
So King Solomon has a lot of pleasure and laughter in the palace.
所以他吃的是那边山珍海味。
He would eat the best stuff.
酒一定是。肯定是那种上等的酒。
Wine must be the best one.
所以在王宫里面那种生活。
So the life in palace.
有的是。
There's something to eat.
有的是有的看。
To see.
有的听。
To hear.
有的笑。
And to laugh.
所以生活充满那种欢乐。
So life is full of laughter.
虽然很多人看起来很想要这种生活。
Although a lot of people like to have this kind of life.
但是所罗门王说。
But King Solomon says.
他说来吧，我以喜乐试试你。你好享福，谁知这也是虚空。我只嬉笑说这是幻谎，论喜乐说有何功效呢？
So King Solomon said.Come now, I will make a test of pleasure. Enjoy yourself. But behold, this also was vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of pleasure, what use is it?
所以所罗门王说，这一切都是虚空的，不能够满足他的生命。
He said all these are meaningless. It cannot satisfy him.
那可能你曾经经历过所罗门王所说的。
Maybe you have experience of what King Solomon had said.
至少我曾经多多少少经历过他所说的。
To a certain extent, has experienced what he had said.
在我年轻的时候，很想到美国来念书。
When I was young, I really looked forward to coming to America to study.
所以在我的想象中，美国是一个很先进而且很漂亮的一个国家。
And in my mind, America is a very advanced place and also beautiful place.
这样的地方肯定能够满足我的需求。
What I would see would certainly satisfy me.
但是二十多年已经过去了。
But 20 some years have passed.
我发觉到这一切东西都不能够满足我心中的那种需求。
But all these things cannot satisfy what I want.
那么很多时候人以为这些东西能够满足我们的心灵。
A lot of times people think that all these things can satisfy our heart.
但是最后还是虚空的。
But in the end, it is meaningless.
那么所罗门王谈到神所赐给他的智慧。
Solomon talked about the wisdom or the discernment that God has given him.
他也谈到生活的享受。
He also talked about enjoyment of life.
那么第三，他谈到他的成就。
Thirdly, he mentioned about his accomplishment.
圣经告诉我们，所罗门王是一名建筑师。
The Bible tells us that King Solomon is a builder.
第四节他告诉我们，我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园。
In verse 4 it says, I made great works. I built houses and planted vineyards for myself.
所以所罗门王的工程包括建造城市，还有葡萄园，还有浇灌的系统。
So his work includes building big cities, building vineyards, and also irrigation system.
而且他自己本身也监督那个建造那个圣殿的工程。
He also himself oversee the building of the temple.
那个圣殿的工程在当时是一个辉煌的一个工程。
That project at that particular time is a very huge, enormous project.
我本身对这个建筑工程也有不少的兴趣。
I myself have interest in architecture.
这个 building.
In building.
Building project.
In building project.
因为参与这个建筑工程，能够带给我一种成就感，而且那种满足感。
Because in being part of the building project, I can feel satisfied and accomplished.
那么当这些工程完成之后，
and when they are finished,
我心里面就会感觉到那种成就，
and I will have a sense of accomplishment.
所以我在大学的时候，我就选修这个土木工程。
And so in the university, then I major in mechanical
civil engineering. 因为土木工程是可以看到的。
Because civil engineering, you can see what you're doing.
不像那个电机工程了。
Unlike the electrical engineering.
太抽象了。
Too out of reach.
你问 Mark 还是 Rob， 他就会告诉你都看不到的东西。
Mark and Ralph can attest to that these are things that they can't touch or see.
我们马来西亚前任的首相。
The
former Prime Minister of Malaysia.
The former Prime Minister of Malaysia.
他喜欢这个建造高楼大厦。
He likes to build tall buildings.
在他在任的时候。
And when he was still in office.
他建造了很多高楼。
He built a lot of tall buildings.
大桥啊。
Bridges,
海港
and also
seaport.
那
么其中最高的大楼是世界最高的双峰塔。
And the tallest one that he has built is the Twin Towers.
这个高楼是当时最高的全世界最高的高楼。
These Twin Towers are the tallest at that particular time.
但是不久就给台北101高过它。
But then it was overcame by Taipei
101.
Lately, I've noticed there's another taller building.
我们最高的正在建造的是在中东的 UAE 这个珠宝。
Right now it's under construction. It is in Middle East.
那个是很高。
And it's very tall.
可能是很久没有其他的高楼能够高过它。
It could be one that will stand the record for a long time.
然后马来西亚前任首相今年已经82岁。
The former prime minister is now about 82 years old.
然后他最近动过第二次心脏的手术。
He just underwent a second heart surgery recently.
他的健康不是很好。
His health is not that great.
据我所知，他还在医院里面。
As far as I know, he's still in the hospital.
不晓得他对他的成就是否能够带给他那种满足感。
I wonder if all he has accomplished can bring forth fulfillment in his life.
但是所罗门王告诉我们。
But King Solomon told us.
他的成就不能够带给他满足感。
His accomplishment cannot bring forth a sense of fulfillment.
如果我们看十一节第二章十一节的话，我们就明白。
If we look at chapter 2 verse 11, we'll understand.
他到后来，我查看我所经营的一切事，我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是浮空，在日光之下毫无益处。
Then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had spent in doing it. And behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun.
所以所罗门王不止以神所赐给他的智慧来满足自己。
So King Solomon not only tried to satisfy himself with discernment given by God.
他也以生活那种欢乐来满足自己。
He used the pleasure of life to try to satisfy himself.
他也以他的成就来满足自己。
He used his accomplishment to satisfy himself.
同时，圣经告诉我们，所罗门王是一个非常富有的人。
And also, the Bible have told us that King Solomon is an extremely wealthy person.
上次我告诉你们，他所用的杯是用金做的。
Last time I told you, the goblet that he used is pure gold.
所罗门王所有的财富比任何的人来得更多。
And that his wealth is far above everyone else.
而且所罗门王当他成为很富有的人的时候，不是一个年老的人。
And when Solomon, King Solomon was become a wealthy person, he was not old.
很多富豪啊，通常都是年纪蛮大的。
A lot of wealthy people, they reach that, that level of wealth when they are older.
但是所罗门王当他成为一个富有的人的时候，他还很年轻。
But King Solomon reached his level of wealth when he was still young.
所以他继承他父亲的王位的时候，他那个时候已经很富有了。
So as he inherited the throne of his father, he was already wealthy.
所以他本身经历过很多年那种富有那种生活。
So he himself has experienced lots of years of being wealthy.
但是他说这些东西都不能够满足他。
But then he said none of these.Can satisfy him.
并且他说这些都是虚空，都是普通的。
He said all these are meaningless.
我们都知道 Bill Gates 是今天世界上最有钱的人。
We know Bill Gates is the wealthiest person in the world.
但是我最近发觉到 Bill Gates 不是世界上最有钱的人。
But actually, lately, I noticed that he's not the wealthiest.
世界上现在最有钱的人是在墨西哥。
The wealthiest person in the world is in Mexico.
他的名字叫做 Carlos Slim.
His name is Carlos Slim.
是南美洲这个流动行动电话的大王。
He is the king of cell phone in the South America.
那么在八十年代初的时候，这个Bill Gates 就开始他的电脑软件的蓬勃。
So in the 80s, Bill Gates began his software kingdom.
他非常成功，而且赚了很多很多的钱。
He was very, very successful and earned a lot of money.
那么直到他成为一个世界上最富有的人。
Which turns him into the wealthiest man in the world.
Bill Gates 在不久前从这个 Microsoft 部分的隐退出来。
Recently, Bill Gates has resigned himself from the Microsoft
partly resigned. 那么他专注在这个
And he focused on charity work.
所以他和他的太太 Melinda 就到世界一些贫穷的国家去做这些慈济的工作。
So his wife Melinda and him has gone to some poor countries to focus on the charity work.
那么可能 Bill Gates 感到虽然他有这么多的钱。
So maybe Bill Gates felt that even though he has lots of money,
不能够带给他心中那种满足。
It cannot bring forth satisfaction.
以致去做这些慈善的工作。
And therefore he wants to do some charity work.
这只是我的猜测。
This is only my guess.
Yeah. 所以从今天的那段经文里面。
So from the scripture today,
所罗门王说，当他离开这个世界的时候。
King Solomon said as he is going to leave the world,
他说他不能够把这些智慧带走。
He said he cannot bring with him the discernment.
他也讲到我不能够把这些财富和我的成就一起带去。
And I cannot bring forth my accomplishment or my wealth.
他也讲到这些东西可能会被人忘掉。
And he said all these will may be forgotten by people.
我们中国人特别在办这个丧事的时候。
In a Chinese funeral,
通常都喜欢就是把这个钱烧给那个假钱的，不是真钱。
They often like to burn the paper money to the dead.
或者一些房子、汽车。
They will burn miniature house and cars.
可能今天我们一定要烧这个电脑或者。
So in today's world, maybe we need to burn for some cellular phone or computer.
所以他们以为他们到了另一个世界，他们还需要用这些东西。
They think that as they are in the other world, they still need all these things.
但是所罗门王感觉到他 离开的时候，他不能够把这些东西一起带去。
But King Solomon know that he cannot bring all these things with him as he died.
所以当所罗门王在晚年的时候，他心里面感觉到很难过。
So as he reached his later part of life, he felt sad.
因为所罗门王他用了40年的时间来建立他的王国，建立他的财富。
Because he had used 40 years of his life to build his kingdom and his wealth.
但是你看圣经的时候，他的儿子罗伯安却在几个月的时间就把他弄垮。
But if you look at history, his son,
Rehoboam,
split up his kingdom in just a few months.
Yeah, 他就把他的整个以色列的王国分成北国跟南国。
And so his kingdom split into north and south.
那么所罗门王心里面感到很难过。
So King Solomon felt sad.
他以为他的智慧，还有他的财富，还有他的成就，能够带给他满足感。
He thought that discernment, wealth, and his kingdom can bring forth satisfaction.
但最后是虚空的。
But in the end, it was vanity.
所以在晚年的时候，他讲了这句话：虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And that's why in the later part of his life, he said this: meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
我记得我有一次考试的时候。
I remember one time when I was taking an exam.
我以为自己准备了很充分。
I thought I was well prepared.
很有信心。
I was full of myself.
一定会考得很好。
I know I would do good.
那么心里面期待那个成绩一定是很好。
And so I know the result is going to be great.
那么但是成绩出来的时候，很失望。
But as the result was out, I was totally disappointed.
那么所罗门王当时所经历的那种感受就是如此。
And this is exactly what King Solomon felt at that time.
比如说，你到医院去做一年一次的身体健康检查。
For example, if you go to the hospital for your annual exam.
那么检查完后，一切都很好。
After the exam and the physical, everything was good.
你的血压、你的胆固醇都很好。
Your blood pressure was good. Your cholesterol was good.
都很正常。
It was normal.
整体来说，你的身体都非常的健康。
Overall, you're in good health.
那么当你回家的时候，你心里面感觉到有点高兴了。
And so as you leave to go home, you felt happy.
但是明天一早的时候。
But then the next day.
那么你接到医院里那个护士打来的一个电话。
You see, you receive a call from the hospital.
他说：“陈先生啊，请你在下午的时候到医院来。”
He said, Mr. So-and-so, please come to the hospital this afternoon.
他说医生想要见你。
The doctor would like to see you.
然后因为你当天的工作相当的忙。
But because you were very busy at that day.
而且有好几个约会。
And you have several meetings.
那么你就问到底发生了什么事情。
You would ask them what happened.
然后护士就告诉你说。
And so the nurse would tell you.
他说事情有点严重。
He said, it's quite serious.
我们希望你能够到医院来，我们面对面的谈。
We want to talk to you face to face as you come.
那么同时，我们也希望你的太太也跟着一起来。
And we would also like to ask your wife to come along with you.
所以当时你心里面感到很不安。
So you will feel very uneasy.
然后你就跟你的太太下午就到医院去。
And so you went to the hospital with your wife.
所以当你到医院之后。
And as you arrived in the hospital,
然后你进入医生的诊疗所,
you enter the office.
那么医生就对你说,
and the doctor tell you,
他说陈先生,
said Mr. Chen,
他经过进一步的检查,
with further exam,
他说从你的血液我们发现到你有肝患了肝癌,
from your blood work we know that you have liver cancer.
所以你听了之后，你不敢相信。
So as you heard this, you can't believe your ears.
所以你说不可能的事情。
He said this is impossible.
我一直以为我身体都很健康。
I thought that I was very healthy.
所以你不能够接受这个事实。
So you cannot accept the fact.
所罗门王就是好像这个医生一样。
King Solomon is just like the doctor.
他说。这些财富，这些成就，
还
有一切的东西都不能够满足我们。
He said all this wealth, all this discernment cannot satisfy us.
他说如果我们没有把神放在我们的生命里面的话，
He said if you do not put God in our life,
他说一切都是虚空的，
then everything is meaningless.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们能够明白传道书所说的。
Please help us to understand what Ecclesiastes is telling us.
让我们能感受到所罗门王他所经历的生命。
Help us to understand what King Solomon has gone through.
使他不能够感觉到满足。
That he cannot feel satisfaction.
求主帮助我们明白这个真理。
Lord, please help us understand this truth.
如果我们生命没有神的话，
If our life is without God,
如果我们把神放在我们的外围的话，
If we place God in the outskirts,
我们的生命将是虚空的，
Then our life will be meaningless.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.